Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rabbits Report for this Tuesday, November 4th, proudly brought to you by our friends at Crockett Septic. And today, we're going to have some fun. We're talking with our friends at Macmillan Memorial Library. I'll let you all introduce yourselves and your title, if you don't mind, so we can put a voice to the name.
Hi, I'm Kristen Orheim. I'm the Studio Makerspace Lead at Macmillan Library. And
I'm Mary Beth Free. I am one of the part-time library associates at Macmillan.
I think it's a very relatable thing for the audience where you know people, you know their names, but you haven't really met and gotten to talk to them much and everything. And I feel that way about you all because I've heard your names. I've certainly known about you before. And it's so great to have you in studio today to be able to talk and get to know each other a little bit and talk about some great events going on over at Macmillan. Journalistically, I do have to mention to the audience, I am very biased when it comes to Macmillan. I love everything they do and everything about it. It is our community hub. Got that out of the way. Got to get that disclaimer out of the way. Got it. But we had some fun things going on in the area. One of the things that we wanted to focus on is not so much just an event, but a place. And that's the Maker's Place. And focusing on that to start off.
Yeah. So since August of 2022, the Makerspace at Macmillan has been up and running, teaching adult monthly classes and also training people on how to use some of the equipment that's in there that otherwise you wouldn't be able to have at home. Some of the equipment we have in there is a Glowforge laser engraver, and we have two of those. So we train people on how to use that. We have Silhouette Cameo cutters, 3D printers, embroidery machines, sewing machines, serger machine, a large format printer, button makers, which are really, really popular with teens and adults. What else do we got? Acrylic and watercolor paints, polymer clay, laminators, and the Adobe Creative Suite are just some of the things we have in there.
Yeah, Kristen, you know, as soon as you said that and you said that date, it really took me a second there because to think that it's been around this long and it feels like it just got going. And the fact that you had to take a second to think of all the things that are still, that really says something of how much is going on over there and where this all started. I know for me, one of the early things that I heard about was the 3D printer. And so much of us and our audience really learned about 3D printing through Macmillan and the Makerspace. And that's been so much fun, but that just was the getting the ball rolling, really. So many of the things that you mentioned there, I like to think of fun questions and stuff. And one of the things that I thought of was impossible, but to think of how many people have been benefited by the Makerspace, whether it's getting creative, you know, things out of their system and trying different stuff or doing things for their family or holidays or something. Then I think about a lot of our older population and so many of them that, you know, didn't grow up with tech of any kind, really. And it's so brand new to them. I struggle with it. I can't imagine somebody 10, 20 years older than me, how they might be. And here we have an opportunity for them to be able to learn, to understand this stuff, to bridge that gap a little bit and maybe have a little more of a relationship with their younger, you know, nieces and nephews or what have you and everything through the Makerspace. Like this, the amount of things this has been able to do and bring to our community.
Yeah.
It's really, really just an incredible number. And I really was thinking of, I'm going to put them on the spot and make them tell us how many people. But no, it's just an amazing thing to think about, isn't it, Mary Beth?
It really is. And some people are hesitant to come in because they don't know how to use the equipment. But we will teach you how. We have what we call badging on Wednesday afternoons right now where people can come in and we will give you an orientation to the space and you know, we typically do one piece of equipment at a time, but people can get trained on a piece of equipment, make something cool, learn the basics on how to use it, and then go from there.
With that, and I'm so glad you brought this up, I know that I tend to do this a bit and focus on a lot of our senior population, our retired population out there, and I really do encourage that, not only to just the fun of it and everything, but to keep your brain active, to keep that brain working out and exercising and everything. These kind of projects and the things that they offer over there can help you do that in a real fun way. But I don't want to skate past that a lot of younger people have also learned a lot of this stuff and been able to ask follow-up questions that maybe they didn't get a chance to in school or maybe they were shy to in school. They're a little more comfortable doing in this setting.
Yes.
That's really cool to think of, to just that wide gap of people that have been able to just enjoy themselves and have some fun. As a creative, I love that this is a thing in our community, and it's been around this long, and that it's been taking this kind of traction. It's been doing, it's only getting more and more stronger, too.
Right. So one of the things when you mention the population and people coming in, the retired population, a lot of our adult classes do attract a lot of these people. And it's kind of a thing where they're building community as they meet up and do these things together. And then they go to lunch afterwards and, you know, they meet up and do learn something together. Some of the things that we've done are sewing classes like book pocket pillows, rope bowls, fabric bookmarks, macrame, whittling. Cyanotype printing, stenciling, jewelry making, basket weaving, henna, acrylic painting. You want to pick it up?
Sure. Mm-hmm. We've done resin projects, glass etching, polymer clay work, needle felting, lino cut block printing, string art, paper quilling, card making, repurposed book art, aboriginal dot art. We've done some Bob Ross paint-alongs, very fun, journal making, mug decals, loom weaving, and more. We can go on and on.
Mm-hmm. We probably could keep you guys here almost all day, just going back and forth with the different things. There's a lot of things, because this community is very, very creative. This area, it really is. And so when it comes to that, I imagine some of those things might have started from somebody coming by and suggesting it or bringing it or offering to teach it or something along those lines. I want to make sure that the community knows that that's still an open door, you know, that if you have something that maybe we haven't mentioned here that you think, oh, I think people would really enjoy this, bring it to the, you know, makerspace. That's what this is for. It's a creative outlet.
Absolutely.
When it comes to the fun you two have had individually, here's where the hard questions come in. Have you guys been able to take advantage of and use the makerspace at all, enjoy it at all, and do anything there?
Absolutely. Mm. Everything we do, we have to teach it to others that don't know how to do it. So we spend a couple months teaching ourselves how to do things, run into problems, and, you know, troubleshoot how we can avoid running into that or figure things out with people at a beginner level.
Hmm. Or just having fun with it for ourselves. I was just even though I wasn't working one day, I was in using the makerspace to make some things personally.
I appreciate you sharing that. It's relatable. It's something that hopefully what you were talking about there, Mary Beth, about encouraging people that may be hesitant or just they just haven't need that little push or whatever. I think hearing that from you too and knowing how you guys are even learning the services or taking advantage of them, it really goes a long way. And Kristen, it's so important, I think, what you said there about, well, we need to learn it too if we're going to teach it. And it sounds very basic, but I think if I'm out there, I'm hesitant or I'm uncertain or something like that, because I don't even know where to begin or something with some of this stuff. Hearing that encourages me that, well, if they just learned it too, you know, and it's that much more, I feel confident walking in and asking these questions and stuff. This is a little tough for me because growing up, I've never been shy about looking foolish. Mm-hmm. I've never worried about it. I love learning, so I don't care how that comes across. I empathize with people that may be hesitant to do that. Cannot encourage you enough to take that jump. You know, it's fun, it's interesting, and it's worth it. And again, the exercise it gives your brain is just as worth it as the creative outlet you get from it.
Yes, very true.
Wonderful stuff, you two. Thank you so much. And anything else you wanted to mention about the makerspace?
Aside from the makerspace, in the same space is a recording studio sound lab. So that's where we have Logic Pro X in there with an iMac, high quality microphones and audio interface. There's a Roland keyboard, guitar, and bass guitar. If you're age 12 and up, you can go through an online orientation. Then you can book that space. A lot of the students in the area high schools use it for solo ensemble time, or some of the high schools are using it to record musicals and things like that. So,
and other people come in to use the equipment for their podcasts or to make digital music for themselves, things like that.
There's so many people that are wanting to get into those worlds. You mentioned the podcasting world and everything. And I think it's one of the coolest things that's been happening in the last 10 years, where most creative outlets, TV, movies, even what we do here in radio, music, you mentioned all of them, there is usually somebody on top. There's usually somebody that you need to go to hopefully get this opportunity to be able to do these things. The podcast world, do you want to do it? Cool. Here you go. There's your podcast. And you have creatives really having control of this. And the ability to, we all like different things. We all have our niches in this. Well, there's a podcast for that. I think that's really unique. I think that's really cool in the day and age we're in. Then you add on the fact that not only can anybody do it, but giving people a resource to be able to do it. The one thing that might hold somebody back is, well, I can't afford a microphone, or I don't have a computer or something along those lines. The Makerspace gives that to you, gives you that opportunity where you can do those things. When it comes to some of that equipment, is that something that you need to request that time? Do you need to register or something to make sure to book it? Or I'm not sure if I'm using the right term.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. So once you go through an orientation online through our website, you can book that space from anywhere. So it's really convenient for people.
And how great is that, too, that you're not just offering it to people and like, hey, there's the room, go have fun. But you're teaching people how to use this stuff. So even if you do know the equipment, it never hurts to go over some, or every board can be different in some of those things. I think that's a really nice added part of that. Mm-hmm. And just the opportunity for it. I have to be honest, I deal with this with the local community theater all the time. As a kid who's wanted to act since I was 7, I'm so jealous of these kids nowadays. Mm-hmm. Can I get that out of my system? I'm really jealous. It's so cool, the creative freedom and the abilities that kids have nowadays. I talk about this with sports a lot, and it's the same thing with the arts. For every kid that's great at football, we know the percentages of how many of them are going to go on to college and how many of them will go on to the pros. So that may not be a big number, but every one of those kids is going to gain confidence, learn how it is to work in a team environment, so many other factors that they'll take on to whatever they do in life. It's the same thing with the arts. Maybe every kid that creates a podcast or a 3D piece of art doesn't come up to the next Van Gogh or something like that, but they're going to take that creativeness and take it into their job. Everything we do in life, business-wise, creativity is important. Working with others. These are things that you pick up when you're working at the Makerspace and stuff. It's a real confidence builder for these kids.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Yeah, and not just kids, for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which we could all use a little bit. I know. Mm-hmm. I could. I always could use a little more confidence. Mm-hmm. It's great to hear. As long as we're talking music, we do have some music coming to McMillan as well, Krista.
Yeah, we have next week, November 12th, we have Cowboy Union Jam. Now, that's monthly. In old country and western songs, but then the day after that, Thursday, November 13th, is Brian Drow. You might have seen him in the community at the farmer's market, because he does come and set up his amp and his guitar, and he sings a lot of really good songs. So he's going to be at McMillan. I believe this is his first time, but I encourage people to come and listen to him. He's great.
I did a deep dive on him over the weekend, just going watching some videos of him and everything, because we wanted to promote it on the morning show, and certainly we were going to talk about it today. I went down a rabbit hole. He's good. Yeah. He's fun. I love artists that are comfortable on stage but want the audience to be as comfortable as they are, and he really interacts with the audience a lot. Is a lot of fun. Does a really nice cover of Tom Petty, Won't Back Down. He's got a really nice cover of that. And if you go, just be ready to have fun. He's going to want you to interact. He's going to want you to have some fun with this. You're going to take in the music, and you're going to probably want to move to it, too. Mm-hmm. It's fun. He's really talented. That's going to be a great one. Mm-hmm. Also have you mentioned Cowboy Union Jam. I wanted to mention along with that that they are looking for a few singers, musicians to perform at Mill Library in Rapids on the second Wednesday of each month, 1 to 3. They play a mix of classic country, bluegrass, gospel genre. If I'm being honest, I've heard this band a lot. I don't think you can label them. They're great. That's what you need to know. They're really talented. They're really great. The Jam has been playing at the library since 2012 and could use a few more dedicated volunteer singers and players. If you're interested, please give Steve and Lisa a call at 715-630-1827. That is 715-630-1827 for more information. Just wanted to slip that in there for them and everything. I know that we bring it up on the morning show a bit, but I want to make sure to bring all. They don't need somebody like me showing up. All right, they don't need that. I play good air guitar. That's about it. That's the only thing I could really do. Also wanted to mention the puzzle swap that is coming up, Kristen.
Yeah, the puzzle swap starts.
It's coming up, right?
It's coming up. Starts on November 10th through the 15th. We've been getting so many puzzles in the past couple of weeks. It's kind of a big deal where we'll just set up a whole bunch of puzzles on tables and people just come in and swap them out and have a chance to do others.
It's a fun idea.
Mm-hmm. Lots of people looking forward to that one.
Kristen and I are going to tag team and make sure that my mom does this. We're going to make sure that we're going to force her to, if anything. it's a fun idea. It's another one of those things that McMillan does that we appreciate. Not only with the winter months getting closer, but there's really no time of year that isn't fun with puzzles and enjoying that. And there was one other thing we wanted to wrap up with, wasn't there? There was a couple.
So there is, on November 22nd, there's going to be a storyteller at McMillan. That's a Saturday, and it's an all-day thing with a woman named Jackie Redwoman. She's going to come in and do some craft projects. It's for all ages, families. So that'll be on Saturday, November 22nd. And then there is a short story contest going on right now. Submissions are accepted through December 7th. All of the details are on our website about that.
Both are really fun. I was very excited when I went to the website and I saw the short story contest. This is something that I really encourage everybody to be a part of. I think we're all storytellers in one way or another. It's just a matter of putting it to paper, and, you know, or I guess, you know, your laptop or anything. I'm old. When it comes to this, there's some nice prizes and those are fun. Those are great and everything. But I do think that just the creative outlet and getting it done and doing it and being a part of it, submitting it, is a victory in itself. Mm-hmm. So I encourage you to be a part of that. Enjoy. And I want everybody to keep in mind, we have had some fun. We've covered a lot of things today. We have not even scratched the surface of stuff that is available over there at McMillan as far as classes or different things that you're interested in. When it comes to the makerspace, and say you've always wanted to learn about this one thing, well, reach out to them and find out, and they'll help you learn about it. Whatever it might be, I would start with McMillan because they're a good place to begin and certainly a great place to go. Please say hi to all the staff and everybody for me and our family. We appreciate you guys and all the work that you're doing. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
If people have follow-up questions and want to know more about some of what we talked about today, should we send them to the website? Is that the best way to get in touch with you?
Yeah, send them to the website. You'll be able to see McMillan at the Christmas tree walk this year at the museum. This is the fourth year we've made a tree for the museum, and yeah.
That's great. That's awesome. We're looking forward to seeing you there. We got one this year, too. The studio will be down there. And when it comes to things like that, they go so far. I should mention as well, I know this is a ways off and everything, but the United We Can event that we do with the Rafters and the United Way every year, I get to judge on that. And one of the things that I look forward to every year is seeing McMillan's creativity with that, because you guys go above and beyond with just, okay, what do we got? Let's do it. Uh-huh. It's awesome. I can't tell you how much fun I look forward to it. I appreciate the McMillan's efforts in those regards and with these things. Sure. Thanks a lot for joining us, Joe.
Yeah, thanks.
And thank you, everybody, for joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report.